believers share growing concern about who's taking over in Egypt. A ministry launches a Bible program in Nepal while the window's still open. And the light of Christ brings hope to the pink light shops in Asia. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The first phase of elections for Egypt's new government begin in November. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle, who just returned from Egypt, says there are major concerns.
The main issue right now that is on the table and what believers need to pray about is that the Islamic Brotherhood does not get full control of the country.
But it looks increasingly like it'll be the case.
In January, 10% of the people polled in Egypt thought Islamic Brotherhood would be fit to lead the country and that they would be willing to follow them. That's changed now, fast forward 9 months later, to 50% of the country.
Plus, recent polls show that 82% of Egyptians think converted Muslims should be killed.
Under Mubarak, there was a measure of protection for Christians. With a new government, with Islamic Brotherhood, all bets are off, and most believers would feel that it's going to get violent.
Even still, believers continue to share the gospel. Pray for them. We turn next to Nepal, where the government hopes to have a draft constitution ready in 3 months. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi notes that the timing has never been better to launch a nationwide Bible distribution program in Nepal.
Our hope and prayer is that by God's grace, we might be able to print and distribute at least 500,000 copies of the New Testament in Nepali language.
There's the threat of a new anti-conversion law hanging over their heads, but that doesn't faze Padidi.
This anti-conversion law is in the picture, and we must pray that God will continue to open that door.
It starts with the vibrant local body of Christ.
We have organized a network of 100 national churches and ministries to distribute these Bibles to unreached families, engage in personal evangelism, and provide ongoing discipleship training for new believers.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Poverty in East Asia often drives women into the city to find work. For many, the jobs they find turn out to be in the sex trade and the pink light shops. Pioneers launched a ministry to help these women called Beyond Brothels. It provides support and training needed to help the women break free. On a recent prayer walk, the Pioneers team met up with a group of women who were open to the gospel. They're starting a regular Bible study soon. Pray that it'll bear fruit. Meanwhile, another tribe is close to having all of the New Testament in their heart language. The Siyawi people of Papua New Guinea are just 2 books away from the milestone, under the watchful eye of New Tribes Mission missionary Linda Craig. Tom Brundle and his family served among the Siyawi for 11 years.
We first started out, the people didn't have any scripture translated into their language. In fact, their language wasn't even written down when missionaries first moved in.
All that's left are 2 Corinthians and John, both of which are in the final stages. According to Brundle, the Siyawi aren't only reading God's word, they're being doers of it.
In fact, this spring, the Siyawi church appointed 3 men and their families, of course, to be missionaries and to go reach out to a neighboring language group.
Well, this project is completely funded. Many others aren't. MissionNetworkNews.org has a suggested project that you could help complete. And Ivory Coast translators are making slow but sure progress in the midst of ongoing violence. At least 3,000 civilians have died in fighting that began nearly a year ago with an elections dispute. With a new president recently installed, though, the Seed Company Bible translators are hopeful and are picking up the pace. The people of the Ivory Coast are eager to hear God's message of peace and hope, particularly. Pray for the translation team and for changed hearts. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You're always looking for great missions resources, right? Well, we've got one for you. It's Slavic Gospel Association's Faith, Hope, and Love, a pictorial book with selected scripture verses in both English and Russian, helping you see SGA's work in the former Soviet Union more clearly. Get your free copy of Faith, Hope, and Love. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.